Chapter 2. Captured. The pirates' next problem was where to go.
North America. That's the place for us,
some of them suggested.
We'll be safe there, and we can find all the things we want.
Gao, however, was against this. He wanted to go back home.
We'll go to the Orkney Islands,
he told the crew.
I know the place well. And we can easily sell what we've captured and live comfortably off the profits. Anyway,
he continued,
we need to repair the ship as well. We can only do that in a northern port.
Eventually, the crew accepted his decision, and the ship sailed for the Orkney Islands. When they arrived at one of the islands, Gao told his crew how to behave when they went ashore.
You must say that we were sailing from Cadiz to Stockholm, but that bad winds drove the ship too far north. You must also tell the local people that you want to repair the ship, and that if they help you, you'll pay them very well.
But Gao's luck began to go against him. The sailors on board the ship, who had not wanted to join the mutiny, saw their opportunity. When one of the ship's boats went to the island, a sailor escaped from the pirates and went in search of the local sheriff.
The Revenge is really a pirate ship,
he explained.
I had to stay on board because they threatened to kill me.
You did the right thing to come here and tell me,
the sheriff replied. Then the sheriff ordered his men to make preparations to capture the ship. Another 10 sailors who had been forced to join the mutiny stole the ship's boat and sailed to the mainland of Scotland. They were arrested when they arrived in Edinburgh and put in prison because the authorities thought they were pirates. Despite the loss of these members of his crew, Gao did not move the ship. He decided to stay in the bay and to rob the gentlemen and ladies who lived on the island. When they had finished, they sailed to a neighbouring island called Calf Sound. Gao wanted to rob the house of a gentleman who lived there, a man called Fee, who Gao had been at school with. Gao brought the Revenge too close to the rocks when he anchored the ship, and he sent a letter to Mr. Fee asking for a boat so that he could pull his ship away from the rocks. Mr. Fee was suspicious of the sailors, because he knew they had robbed a lady on one of the small islands nearby. He ordered his servants to sink his own boat so that Gao and his men could not use it. That evening, 5 of Gao's men went to Mr. Fee's house. They were carrying weapons, and they threatened to kill Mr. Fee if he did not help them.
Our captain, John Gao, says you must give us a boat to leave the island, or we'll kill you this instant,
said one of the men.
If you want me to help you, you'll have to be nicer than that,
said Mr. Fee.
Let's go to the tavern for a drink, and we can discuss things.
Before they left for the tavern, Mr. Fee secretly instructed his servants to sink the boats they had come in.
These men are very dangerous. They're pirates, and I'm going to arrest them if I can. I want you to sink their boats, then come back to me immediately.
After a while, one of his servants arrived at the tavern and asked to speak to him for a moment outside. The servant explained that they had followed his orders about the pirates' boats. Mr. Fee ordered 6 servants to hide behind some trees with their weapons. He said that he would walk back that way either with the ship's officer alone or with all 5 pirates. His men must be prepared to attack the pirates and capture them. Mr. Fee went back into the tavern and asked the officer to come with him to inspect his boat. The officer agreed, and they left the tavern together. When they passed the hedge where Mr. Fee's men were hiding, they ran out and captured the pirate. They tied him up and left one of the 6 servants in charge of him. Then Mr. Fee and his 5 remaining servants went back to the tavern. They ran through the 2 doors, showing their weapons.
Surrender!
They shouted. The pirates had no choice, and they too became prisoners. The next day, the wind blew the Revenge onto the rocks of the island. Gao sent a message to Mr. Fee, telling him that he was offering £1,000 for help in getting the ship away from the island. He also sent a sailor to the island with a present of a bottle of brandy for Mr. Fee. Mr. Fee, however, was determined to capture all the pirates and send them to prison.
"I'll give you a boat,"
Mr. Fee offered.
"But you'll have to send the ship's carpenter with two or three men to repair it."
Gao sent the men, and Mr. Fee immediately captured them. Then he sent Gao a message saying that all the pirates had to come and take the boat, as his men were working on it and getting it ready for the pirates' escape. Once again, John Gao instructed his crew to go to the island, and this time he came with them. Mr. Fee's men were able to capture them all. All 28 pirates were now sent to Edinburgh, and then to Marshalsea Prison in London, where they found their former partner, the cruel Lieutenant Williams. 12 of them were condemned to death, including John Gao, but 5 of them were found not guilty because they had been forced to join the rebellion. John Gao's days as a pirate were finally over. He was sent to Newgate Prison and tried at the Old Bailey. A strange thing happened during John Gao's execution on the 11th of August 1729. The officials tied the rope around his neck and pushed him off the cart. He hung in the air for a moment, struggling terribly. Then suddenly the rope broke and he fell to the ground. He was in agony. The officials took hold of him and tied the rope around his neck again. Then they put him back on the cart and pushed him off once more. This time the rope did not break, and in a few moments the famous pirate was dead. His body was hung in chains by the River Thames as a warning to other pirates.